take a few recognitions this morning. First of all, I want to say how much I appreciate and how thankful I am that Vanessa come to help us out this morning. Big hand, folks. Hey, you know, you get several pianists out of a church, and she attends her church, but she saw fit to go to early service and show up here and help us out this morning, and she don't know how much I appreciate that. You want me to go farther and tell you that I kind of showed me where her heart's at. It's about the community and about the family and about the church. And I thank her for coming. I truly do. Got some folks graduating. One of our deacons been picking on part of them already. Brother Tommy, I think's been on Ethan about the speech he had to make this morning. Ethan, you got your speech ready? No. All right. Well, I heard Tommy up there in the choir picking on him, telling him he's going to have to make a speech this morning. But we got some folks graduating. We got Courtney and Ethan and Heather and Jesse. Could I get them to come up here? Could I get them to come on up? I've got two more, but they're not here this morning. We'll try to get these to them. This kind of reminds me of last year in our bulletin, a little story. And it was talking about a young man graduating from high school. And y'all remember that? Graduating from high school, and he had asked his daddy wanted a new red sports car. That's what he was after, you know. And his daddy, day of graduation, gave him a Bible, gave him the Word of God. And the boy got mad, threw the Bible in a shelf, and never picked it up. He was mad at his daddy and upset and left out and didn't speak to his daddy for years and years and years. It came to the point his daddy passed away, and the boy got to thinking about, you know, the times, and he was going through the stuff, and he found the Bible. He found that Bible that his daddy gave him on graduation. He remembered, you know, how mad it made him because he didn't get the sports card, and he started thumbing through the pages of the Bible, and there was a key to the new sports car. All those years, and he had missed it. Might pay y'all to open these. May pay you to open these. They may be a secret in here that y'all don't know about. We're proud of them. Graduating 2011. And we're proud of our folks from New Salem Baptist Church. I think it'd be fit to everybody just give them a big hand, don't you? Heather. And Jesse. What? Y'all come over here in the center. Come over here in the center. Ethan and Courtney. And we're very much proud of them. We gave them the Word of God. We gave them something that'll last forever. Forever. Forever and ever and ever. Okay? Everybody got the pictures they want? Everybody look and smile. We good? All right, big hand for them. Did y'all want to make a speech? Did y'all want to say anything? Okay. I just want to be sure. I'd hate to rob them of an opportunity, wouldn't you? You know, you can't ever tell when the Lord may have filled one of them up and they want to stand here and testify, you know. And far be it from me to rob somebody of a testimony or an opportunity. And good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Looking around, got a good number here. I know where about a dozen or two's at this morning, you know, off vacation, on trips and everything else. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord, and I'm glad you're here. I had a lot of thoughts last night. I got out riding around late last night, just piddling around slow on the back roads, and I plugged in that tape, Still Bless, you know, that cassette, and I started listening to that and just got rejoicing and praising God. You know, I thought about back to when they were here and the songs they were singing, and it just filled me up. And this morning I got up with some things on my mind. I got thinking about when Jesus went down to the River Jordan and met John. Y'all know the story, don't you? He went down the river and met John for a baptism. And when he came up out of the water, it said the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descended like a dove and lighting upon him. And I began to think about the power of God just anointing that whole situation down there on the riverbank. Can you imagine this power of God coming down like a dove and surrounding everybody? Now, it said it lit on Jesus, but I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit's not contained in one person. And I began to get excited and to think about how that power of God was so powerful down there on that riverbank that day. I bet it just made a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives. I read over in the book of Acts chapter 2 when the Pentecost was fully come. And it said the sound of a mighty rushing wind and the power of God filled the whole house. And it said they saw cloven tongues as a fire sitting on each of them. And so there was a visual and an audio that they heard it and they saw it. And I began thinking about the power of God, how it comes down, how it anoints us, how it baptizes us in the Holy Ghost of God, that it uplifts and powers us to get through the next day. You know, a lot of times we need it just for the day, right? But it'll get us not only through the next day and the next week and the next year, but it'll get us through a lifetime because God said, I've got something for you. And last night I got so excited listening to the music and how they were rejoicing. And I thought, we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit this morning. We need that power of God just anointing everybody that they feel that strength and they feel that power and know it's God with us. You know it's the power of God because nothing else can do that. Let's look at St. John this morning just for a few minutes. St. John chapter 14. We've had a lot of things to go on lately and a lot of things to trouble us and a lot of history going on in the county and all around us, a lot of problems. And I got thinking about the promise that God gave us. He said, he's going to be with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Through all this trouble, guess where God was? He was right here with us, right? God didn't leave us or God didn't forsake us, but he was right here through all of us. A thought I had this morning about rejoicing and about being led of the Spirit. I talked to a young man the other day and I was talking to him. He said, well, I don't know if I could ever be right with God because of what I've done and the life I've led. And I've had a thought about that. The life that you've led don't have to be the only life you can have. God allows changes, don't he? You know, I got to go back and see that young man and tell him, say, you know, just because you've lived that life and led that life, that don't mean that's the only life that you can have because God will give you a new life. Through this Holy Spirit that I'm talking about this morning, through this power of God, he can change lives. Let's look at St. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If we didn't preach anything else this morning except one verse, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If we didn't preach anything else, I think that would be sufficient this morning that if I could preach that and the power of God reveal it to you that you'd believe it, I'm going to tell you, it'd change the whole community around us. It could change a lot of things and situations in our life that when we don't let our heart be troubled, that no matter what happens, no matter what comes, we know that God's in control. And we know that Jesus is in our life. Let not your heart be troubled. I believe only saved people could stand up and say, I'm not troubled by that. I believe only somebody that's got Jesus dwelling inside could say, well, I'm not going to be troubled by that. You know, there are a lot of conversation went on, you know, about the man that made all the prediction about the world was going to end 6 o'clock yesterday. He missed it. We're still here. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know, all day yesterday, I thought, well, would it really matter to me? Now, I didn't believe him. I knew he hadn't got it. But I thought all day, I thought, well, would it really matter to me? What would I do different today if I knew that 6 o'clock tonight the world was going to end? I'd probably been over some of my friends and family trying to convince them, wouldn't y'all? You know, but I got to think, well, as far as I'm concerned, it'd be okay. I ain't got nothing in this life I love that much to hinder me from going to be with the Lord. But when I read this morning, let not your heart be troubled. And then I began to relate to yesterday and the prediction that was going on. I thought, well, my heart was troubled about my lost ones. And then I thought, how can I not let my heart be troubled when I've got lost family? Well, I'm going to have to pray and turn them over to God. I told God on my family this morning. You ever done it? I got to be just a tattletale. I said, God, let me tell you about my family this morning. They're not going to worship you, and they're not going to praise you. They're not going to remember your name. They're too tied up in the things of the world, and I'm telling on them. See, I learned to do that as a pastor a long time ago. You get a congregation, they'd worry you to death if you didn't have an outlet in it. You know, you worry about this one's not here and that one's not here. I done been counting empty seats this morning wondering where these folks are. But I'm telling God on them. And then it's beyond me. I don't have to be responsible. My heart's not going to be troubled because I've told God on them. He'll handle it. Verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so we have this promise of God that regardless of what happens in this life, whether we're rich in this life, whether we're poor in this life, whether we're up in this life, whether we're down in the life, whether we're sick or well, it really wouldn't really make any difference because He's already prepared another place better than this for. I don't care what you've got, God's got better. I don't care what you live in, it won't compare to the mansion that God has prepared. And when you get to thinking about this, then you understand how we can say, well, let's not let our hearts be troubled this morning because God has got a plan for our lives. In verse 4, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Does everybody know the way? If you don't, I'd love to tell you. It's going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Thomas, of course, you know, he doubted other things also. And I can imagine he was a little on the negative side just by taking his opinion about, said, I won't believe it till I see it. Y'all know where Thomas said that. He said, I won't believe it till I see it, until I place my hand in the marks, my finger in the marks on his hand. So he was a little on the negative side. You know, there's a lot of us like that. We're either negative or positive. I believe you're one way or the other, right? It'd be best to be on the positive side all the time, but that's sometimes a hard situation. So here's Thomas, a little bit negative. He said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we not know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Thomas must not have listened too close to what Jesus had said. Jesus had been preparing him and telling him, I'm going to go to my Father's side. I'm going to leave this earth, and I'm going to be at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And he had told them time after time after time. So here's Thomas, a little bit negative. He said, how can we know? And how can we know the way? Verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but by to the Father but by me. So if we get to the Father, we're going through Jesus. If we get to the Father, we're going through Jesus. Now, a lot of times people are trying to downplay the importance of the church. You can talk to some people today and they're going to tell you, well, I don't really need the church. I'm saved. I worship God and I can do as good on my own. Understand something, that what is the body of Christ today is the church. You're going to get to the Father, and what does Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You're going to go through Jesus Christ. What is Jesus Christ? He's the body. He's the church. Don't downplay church important to me. It's the body of Christ. Don't tell me you don't need it. It's the body of Christ. Go ahead and get mad at the church. It's the body of Christ. Going to be something when you stand before the Lord. And he says, you remember when you got mad at me? You kneel before Jesus Christ and he'll say, you remember when you got mad at me, when you got upset at me? And you say, what are you talking about? You got mad at the church. That's my body. Let's look just a little bit farther. When I think about the opportunity God gives us to come in and worship and praise Him in a church situation, in a worship service, and how so many people want to deny that opportunity or neglect so great of opportunity God gives, it bothers me. Verse 15, St. John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now that's what turns a lot of people off, right? If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, a lot of people are turned off of this. They say, well, I don't want to have to be obedient to God. I just want to be a Christian. I just want to love Him kindly. But He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so we began seeing what God requires of us as His children. You love Him, keep His commandments. Now, that turns a lot of people off. They say, well, whoa, wait a minute. I want to be halfway. I want to love Him, but I don't want to keep the commandments. I don't think you can do one without the other. In verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Now, this is what I was talking about last night that I got filled up with. It was that other comforter. You know, when you can ride around and rejoice and shout and praise God in the middle of the night, you know, you turn your radio up and then you outshout it. And I was riding my window down. So if anybody tells you about your pastor riding up and down the road screaming his head off, it was me. Just tell him, yeah, it was him. He admitted it from the pulpit. He confessed that he riding around screaming to the top, praise the Lord. Praise God. When that comforter comes on, when that Holy Spirit comes on, Jesus said, if you love me, He said, I'll pray and He'll give you another comforter. So when you start getting filled up with the Holy Ghost of God, you're going to know that you're loving Jesus, right? That you're obeying His commandments. And when we see this opportunity and this power of God that comes on us, that uplifts and strengthens, I knew last night I'd be ready for today. Before I laid my head down to sleep, I thought, I wish it was church time. Woke up two or three times during the night and early this morning thinking, I wish it was church time. I want to tell them what God's done. I want to tell them how it feels to be caught up in the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You need to know the way, it's Jesus. It's through Jesus. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeketh Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So the promise going out to the children of God. But also we need to deal with this first part. He says the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive. Because it seeth Him not. They don't want to see it. Eyes are closed. Satan has blinded. That's what it gets down to. Satan is blinded, that they can't see the power. They can't see the light and be converted. There's a great need that we pray that people's eyes be opened, that they might see, that they have vision of what's to come. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And so He said, I'm still with you, but said the Comforter, the Holy Ghost is going to come. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear preaching about the Holy Ghost. I like to be filled up with it. And if you get full of something, you're liable to spill a little of it, right? You're liable to transmit a little of it if you're full of it. And I'm talking about, He's promising us that He said there's going to be a Comforter come. Now that's how we can not be troubled, because we've got the Comforter, the Holy Ghost of God, filling us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. If you've got one, you've got them all. I don't have one seeking for another one. I don't have two searching for the third. But when I received one, I got all. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, these three agree in one. If you got one, you got them all. So if you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to have that Comforter that Jesus is talking about, that let not our heart be troubled. you believe in God, believe also in me. And so Jesus is the key. Verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And so the remembrance part. I want to talk about remember. People say, well, I can't remember. I don't remember. If it's something of God, you shouldn't forget it. People that's turned away from the Lord. People that's backslid, I guess you'd say, in the Baptist church. They didn't forget. They didn't forget it. They didn't forget what God had called them to do. They didn't forget what God had spoken to them. They didn't forget the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, because he'll bring it to remember. They remember. They just denied. I'm not going to make excuse for them. Verse 27, and this is really where I was going to preach from this morning. It just took a little while to get down to it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you. If we took a census or a poll here this morning and went from person to person and right down the row and didn't miss anybody, and I came by and I said, have you got peace? Have you got peace? Have you got peace? And we start to answer, yes, I've got peace. What would be the reason for that? Because you've got Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, I don't believe you've got peace. He's not talking about a peace as the world giveth, because, you know, that could make you think it's peaceful, but the world will end one day and the Lord will continue. But when we came down this roll call and I began to wonder, has everybody got peace? That's what God would desire for us to have this morning, is peace. If you followed the Lord and obeyed his commandment, there ought to be peace in your heart. There ought to be comfort. There ought to be joy. There ought to be pleasure and happiness. I ought to have a little of this shouting going down the road. I don't think anybody heard me. It was pretty late. But I really don't care. Because if you get questioned about it, say, well, you'll have to call him and ask him what happened. What was I screaming about? They might have thought a snake fell in the window with me or something. It didn't. I want to talk about peace. Jesus told him, said, where I go, you know, and the way you know. And he was talking about through belief in him as a Savior, as a Son of God. We're talking about a Jesus that walked and bared his cross to Calvary to be crucified for the sins of the world. We're talking about Jesus, that's the peace he brought through that crucifixion, through that forgiveness of sins, through that blood offering, that you could have this peace and joy. If you don't know the peace of God this morning, it's available. If you don't know the joy of God this morning, it's available. It would take belief and trust in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Let's have a verse for some, Brother Joe. Vanessa. Anybody needs to come pray this morning? I believe God's got the altar open, don't y'all? I believe God's got the altar open. I believe he'd meet you right here. If you've been seeking the peace, if you've been seeking the joy, if you got a troubled heart this morning, God can correct everything and all those things with belief and trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anybody need to come and pray, just come this way. See everybody here. Pray about the church. Pray about your joy and your happiness. And if you're not exactly where you need to be, God will correct that for you. Good to see everybody. Pray about all those that's out on trips. We got a lot of folks off and vacations and trips and gone from the church. Pray that God brings them back safe. Let me start now telling everybody here, next weekend, Memorial Day, be careful. There's a lot of idiots out on holidays, right? Well, more idiots than normal. And if you want me to find idiot, that's somebody that drives intoxicated or gets intoxicated and gets behind the wheel. That's an idiot. They'll kill you. They'll run over you. So if you normally look twice, from now till next weekend, look three times before you pull out. Listen, you know, everybody be careful. Save time. We had a young man lost his life one time on 4th of July. And holidays, as much as I enjoy them, sometimes they concern me. You know, because a lot of people are already in their mind, Memorial Day, that's just another day to get intoxicated over whatever they might do. I'm glad I'm not one of them. All right, any word before we dismiss? Anybody?